B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast. I'm so excited because I found my megaphone. By I mean Nicole.
What's it used for? Oh boy, what'd you just break?
I don't know.
You just broke something, flew off.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? From the megaphone? I don't know. Where'd that come from?
Oh, it was this from the microphone.
Oh no, he just broke his microphone. What is what's the megaphone used for? For those people that might not know.
It's used for Principal Roy.
Mmm. And a little behind the scenes on Principal Roy, he's been a character on our show.
That woman was viral on TikTok.
Yep, 2014, 15.
Yeah, like when we first started the show.
And people would send in their morning announcements, and Principal Roy would read them every Monday. And we used to have a jingle, but we couldn't find the jingle this morning, and I still can't find it.
Well, it's been years. It's been at least 3 years since Principal Roy has made his debut to the airwaves. I feel like I should go to the protests today and say, hey, go away, Trump.
Will you be speaking with that the entire rap party? Or?
No, I'll stop. But I really enjoy this.
We're going to the airport today for a class trip. We're taking Nicole to go watch.
A siren.
Oh yeah, hit it. We're going to take Nicole today to go see Air Force One land. President Trump's coming, and we were thinking about bringing the megaphone.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Not to yell anything worthy, but mostly like when you get in your car, turn on 95.1.
And there he is, there he is, there he is.
Yeah.
When he's landing.
Here, let me see. This is like things I would say to President Trump. Oh boy, is it Corona?
I don't know, probably.
Okay.
You just caught it. Oh, be careful, it's heavy.
Okay.
Hey! Over here! Hi! Mr. President, I loved you on The Celebrity Apprentice. Mr. President, why did you fire Andrew Dice Clay in episode one, in the first episode of that awesome Celebrity Apprentice year? He was your best character.
Yeah, I think he's. That's the stuff we'll shout out from the roof. Yeah.
Mr. President, was Gary Busey as crazy in The Celebrity Apprentice on TV as he was off? Mr. President, we work with Lorraine. You know her. She was Miss Pennsylvania.
You said that she had a great body.
You said she had thunder thighs.
No, that's so rude.
Isn't that good? Isn't thunder thighs good?
No.
I think that means you're a little chunky.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit. I take that back.
Sorry, Lauren. I thought thunder thighs meant cool.
No, yeah.
Not a good thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like chub rub too, isn't it? Isn't that what thunder chub rub.
By the way, I asked if you were gonna talk on this the whole time and I'm using it now.
Yeah. It's fun to play with a megaphone. You know, my dad got that from a crime scene closet.
Mr. President, I have your game. I used to play it as a kid. It was called Trump. It was like Monopoly.
Oh, Trumpology?
Trump game. The Trump game.
Yeah. Did he keep going bankrupt?
Yeah, you did.
Mr. President, I loved you in Bobby Brown's We're On Our Own video. You were in that.
In Home Alone. Loved you in Home Alone.
Loved you in Home Alone.
Everybody else is hitting hard, protesting.
Trump was in Home Alone.
For a second, wasn't he?
At the airport?
Yeah. Maybe.
Didn't she fly back on Trump's plane? Just a ridiculous plot line that wasn't true.
Oh, I was like, I don't...
He made a brief appearance at the hotel. At the hotel in New York, I think, maybe.
I believe you because you're selling it. I just don't remember that. Was it the first one, you think?
Trump in Home Alone. Yeah, Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
He was in the he was in the hotel.
Okay.
Although, talk about this being political, it was cut from the rerun on TV.
Oh.
See, I wouldn't cut him from things like that.
I wouldn't cut him from things like that either.
And I don't have a political lean on it, but I mean, my gosh. You can't erase history.
Yeah, they did.
I love that The Simpsons in 1992, they have a fast forward thing where they're adults and Bart goes to visit Lisa and Lisa's working as a press secretary for President Trump, she says, in 92.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's hi, I'm currently working as a press secretary for President Trump. Can I help you?
You know, that means that in 1992, they had a meeting of what would be the most outlandish idea and funny.
Or Trump said something about running for president at some point, and it would.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe.
Awesome. Right. Honestly, I think people probably just knew that the guy had an ego and that being the president of the United States is the greatest thing ever. And that's what people who know him to this day say. The reason why he ran for president and went after Obama so bad was because at that press dinner in like 2012, he roasted Trump after Trump was doing the whole birther thing. Oh. You can see the video. Trump sitting there and Obama roasted him in front of everybody. And people at the table were like, he was legit mad. And he turned to someone at the table and said, he's going to hand me the presidency.
Well, he did.
Yeah, he did. He paid,
sure did.
He got back on that. That's a ballsy thing.
That's a cool move. I would never want to be president, but that's just not for me.
Mm.
I'd piss everybody off. I'd piss everybody off.
Okay. So anyway, we did a fun show today. A lot of different things where we talked about something we talked about on the wrap party last Friday, which was weird facts. Roy talked about how flamingos pee on themselves.
They do. Piss right on their legs.
Loren, you brought a fact to the table. What was it?
It was that koalas carry the clap.
And then we had some other facts that we didn't get to on the air. One of them that we did get to on the air, and you sent us a picture, Loren, was that snakes had legs.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody called in and said this. Now, I don't even know if this is a real picture. This is just me Googling it. But, I mean, I did find what looks to be like teeny tiny like evolutionary legs on
can you imagine snakes had legs back in the day, that as if they don't freak people out enough now, a snake with legs,
a lizard.
Yeah, but what if it had like six legs or something, like a centipede, a 100 legs? Yeah, right, that's weird. We got some more. 910 said, the person who told you that it's impossible to lick your elbow is wrong. I can do it. I'm double jointed.
And probably have a really long tongue.
There's a lot of I'm on BuzzFeed. There's a lot of shocking facts on here. Mm. It is. She's licking her elbow, kind of.
Nah, not really, though. It's more your arm.
Yeah.
That Rush is bigger than Pluto. Seniors graduating have never been alive when the Simpsons were not on TV.
Second Simpsons reference.
Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire.
Wow.
There are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos.
I think I've seen that fact before.
New York City is further south than Rome, Italy.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
That's super surprising to me.
Really?
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't picture Rome as like a cold weather country, though. Or a country, a city.
Dumbass.
Shut up, Nicole. At least I know what country Rome's in. Mm-mm. It is not Spain. What are you talking about? Here's one from 7803 said, your foot's the same size as your forearm. We did that on the air. 704 said, one eye does what the other eye will do.
What about people that are cross-eyed?
That's why they're cross-eyed, because the left eye goes in, the right eye follows. A lot of people were talking about how possums can't get rabies, and someone said the reason why is their temperatures are too low to contract the disease.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey,
this person sent the same text.
There's a basketball court on the top floor of the U.S. Supreme Court called the highest court of the land.
Nice. That's cool.
That's funny.
816 says gin and tonic is the drink of the British because the ingredient in tonic helps with malaria, and they used it when they colonized India.
Hmm.
If you think there's a lot of people in the world, just think there's about twice as many nipples. Funny.
What's the thing? Isn't it like a sheep doesn't echo? You can't echo a sheep?
I don't know. I imagine if you put them in a cave, though.
There's some animal.
I've never heard that, but that's funny.
Some animal doesn't echo. Animal that doesn't echo. Let me see. God, I love Google.
Whoa! This is a mind-blowing fact. If you put your ear, if you put your finger in your ear and scratch it, it sounds just like Pac-Man.
What?
It's going waka waka waka.
That's so cool. Put your finger in your ear and scratch it. It sounds just like Pac-Man.
Yeah, I guess it does.
By the way, the crazy fact thing, ducks. A duck's quack has no echo.
That's cool.
Isn't that weird?
It rains. So. Oh, here you go, Loren. This one's for you. Mm-hmm. It rains diamonds on Saturn and Jupiter.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's build a rocket. I mean, why has nobody done that yet? Because the cost of the rocket would be, you'd have to go take down 12 tons of diamonds.
Yeah.
New trees grow because squirrels keep forgetting where they bury their nuts.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Because I always remember where I buried my nuts.
I don't think you do.
I have a list.
Maine is the closest state to Africa?
Yeah, that makes sense. Florida would be, though.
No, it says Maine is.
Huh. Maine's the Maine sticks out further than Florida on the map?
It says.
On the top, so it would be closest to the bottom.
What about Long Island? The tip of Long Island?
Evidently, Maine's more out.
Long Island. The other thing we talked about is stuff that you put up your nose, or your kids put up nose.
I'm
Are you not off of that?
I'm not, but you go ahead. I'm going to still live in
all
this
all right, because I just want to read some extra text that we didn't get to. Someone, 704 Loren, said they put a baby wipe up their nose when she was one. She pushed it so far up, we had to go to the ER to have it removed. 980 says, I know a four-year-old just picked his nose with a Band-Aid on, and the Band-Aid got stuck up there for 2 weeks. No one knew. His face bruised, and he smelled infected. The doctor eventually found it.
That's disgusting.
I'm the baby in the family. My cousins had a quote-unquote club that they wanted me to be in. They had me snort a BB. Needless to say, the club quickly got canceled. Here's another one that says, one time I put coins in my mouth and I was jumping on the bed when I was a child and I ended up accidentally swallowing all of them. Somebody else stuck a Q-tip.
Oh.
Anyway.
God, it's here.
A lot of funny things up the nose.
Loud bang. That scared me. Sorry.
Yeah. That was after, by the way, we talked about somebody on the show who snorted a Lego and stayed up there for 2 weeks. Oh, 2 years.
Yeah.
A little Lego up the nose for 2 years.
Okay, so we got to run because we got to go see Trump.
Roy also was talking about how you were surprised that the nasal cavity is connected to the digestive system.
Yes, which means that snot is poop.
But the opposite is true, though, too. When you don't feel good and you poop, like if you have a cold and you poop, do you ever notice that it stinks?
Ew.
Worse, and it's because you drain down.
I don't
believe
that.
Poop out snot. I'm telling you. No. I wipe my...
I don't think when I poop, there's a more pungent smell when I'm sick.
There is.
A disgusting conversation, and I'm done with it.
Loren, if Cash or Jax are sick and you change their diaper, it is going to be gooier and worse because that's the way your body gets rid of it.
I'm done. I'm going to go vomit.
All right.
It's because she doesn't fart in front of her
We're
husband.
Going to watch Air Force One land.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Nicole's excited Goodbye. To come, aren't you, Nicole?
I'm not going.
What? You are too. You're plane spotting with us.
I'm not going.
Why?
What?
I'm hungry. I want to go eat.
We'll eat in plane spot.
We'll go get
she
food
can't
on the way.
Take you two all day.
Well, if she's not going, I'm not going.
Well, get this. If you two aren't going, I am going. I was on the fence. Now I'm definitely going. All right. Bye, everyone.